By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine. By the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم My dear viewers of Madani Channel الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله عز وجل I am again excited to be welcoming you back to our program The morning show, the morning program, which goes by the name of Rise and Shine. And Alhamdulillah, as usual, we begin by listening to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. What a way to begin our day, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytani rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الشمس والقمر بالحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ألا تطغوا في الميزان صدق الله العظيم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم My viewers of Madani Channel You are watching Rise and Shine. As usual, we have listened to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. And subsequent to the recitation of the Quran, what do? We praise the greatest of mankind. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
صلي على شفينا صلي على محمد تو کچھ نہ تھا کچھ نہ ہو جان ہے وہ جہان کی
شب تارے میں راضی تھا تجھ کو دیا نہ کسی کو ملے نہ کسی کو ملا ملا کلام مجید نے کھائی شاہ تیرے شعر و کلام بقا کی قسم
حبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ, a not beautifully read, mashallah, by our brother there. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla, you are watching Rise and Shine. You are watching this morning show of ours in which each and every single day we have new topic. Today, inshallah, azza wa jalla, we shall be speaking about daughters, the upbringing of daughters. Now, alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, and we are blessed to be from his ummah. Honestly, we are so blessed to be from his ummah. We should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam was sent to this world, when at the age of 40 he was given the first revelation. He was given the first revelation at the age of 40. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, obviously was always a prophet, but he was given his first message, his first revelation at the age of 40, my dear viewers of the channel. Now, subhanallah, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, he brought civilization to the world. Subhanallah, really, he brought civilization to the world. Even before, even before the first revelation of Adi Views of Muhammad Shalom, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam, he loved, he cherished, he had daughters, mashallah, many daughters. He loved them, he respected and honored them. And the important thing here is that, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, this was a time when sadly women overall, not just daughters, mothers, wives, whoever they may be, women were considered to be inferior, they were considered to be even lesser, mazallah, even lesser than even human. You know, they were treated like just objects, that's all. Just objects, not even non-human, my dear viewers. Sometimes worse than animals. Yes, worse than animals. Allahu Akbar. Some people may be asking how. My dear viewers of Madinah Channel, it was such an era when daughters would be buried alive. What is the reason for this? In fact, it's mentioned that there was this tribe known as the tribe of Rabi'ah. The tribe of Rabi'ah, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel, and this tribe, they had their enemies and they were once ambushed by their enemies. Now, when they were ambushed by their enemies, the enemies kidnapped the tribe, the chief's daughter, and they imprisoned this daughter of theirs. Soon the time had come where the enmity of theirs was no longer at its peak. You know, they were no longer fighting each other, they were no longer at war, but rather they made peace between each other. And when they made peace, it said that the daughter was returned to the father. But then the daughter was also given the option that would you like to remain with the father, or would you like to remain with the man who you stayed with when you were imprisoned? Because they wouldn't, you know, literally be imprisoned. They wouldn't be like a jail cell, my dear viewers. No, they would be imprisoned by living at somebody's house, under somebody's care. And this daughter, she chose that man she was living with over her own father. And because of this, that person was humiliated, that person was saddened, and then, Allahu Akbar, the shaitan, this is what he is, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel. The shaitan brought this to his mind. That's it, we're not going to have daughters no more. If you have daughters, then that's it, I'm going to bury my daughter. And this is what he did. And upon him doing this one act, suddenly his entire tribe began doing the act. And then those tribes close to them, in close proximity to them, and then this spread, my dear viewers. Why? Because they now considered it to be lowly of anyone that showed love towards their daughters. Anybody that was kind towards their daughters, they didn't think highly of them. No. They didn't think highly of them. Allahu Akbar, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel, this was the era when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam was sent to this world, when the Quran was sent and revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the world which changed due to Islam, changed due to the Quran, changed due to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, and changed undoubtedly for the better. But dear viewers of Madinah Channel, as usual, we also have a picture. Let's take a look at today's picture. I'll give it a quick explanation. Again, you know, there is two sides, pieces of land, my dear viewers. And between the two pieces of land, we can see on the picture, between the two pieces of land, there is a huge ditch. It looks very, very huge. Don't know how big it truly is. And then there are buildings on either side, my dear viewers, of Madinah Channel. On one side, bigger, better. And it also has the word future above there. And below the one or the elder, the taller man who is at the bottom, it says the word father, which obviously means that that person is the father. Madhi viewers of Madhini Channel. And now we are speaking about daughters. We are speaking about daughters, Madhi viewers. A prime example, Hazrat Sayyidina Shah Girmani, rahmallahu ta'ala alayhi. Honestly, a perfect example. He was from a place known as Girman. He was, in fact, a nobleman. More than a nobleman, he was a royal. He was from what we would call the royal family. You know, from the family of the king, Madhi viewers of Najal. So, undoubtedly, he would be extremely rich. Undoubtedly, he would be respected. He would be honored. Now, this nobleman, he was not like any normal, not like any normal individual. Generally, those people who are rich, Madhi viewers, we see that rich families, especially, you know, royal families, etc., they are not as close to the religion, as practicing, you can say, you know, in terms of piety. In terms of piety, you know, because it's said that when you have more money, then more sins are available. You know, it's easier to practice, mazallah, and to perform sins. But this individual, although he had so much wealth, he was extremely pious. In fact, it's so pious, my viewers, it said that one person, he states, that I was once with another sheikh, and we were in this room. Suddenly, a bird appears, and this bird is crying, this bird is shrieking. You know, the sounds are terrifying, which are being let out from this bird. And suddenly the bird falls. And he says, I was about to lift this bird in order to aid it, you know, to fly again. But the person said, no, do not lift it. أَطْعِمْهَا وَسْقِيهَا. But rather give it food and give it water. So he says, I give it food and I give it water. And then I flew again. Now, that person's, I asked that person, you know, what was the reason for this? He replied, this is to show, this bird came to tell us, that sadly Sayyidina Shah Girmani rahimahullahu ta'ala alayhi has passed away. This is who this person was, Madhi viewers of Madhini Channel. Now it said that he had a beautiful daughter, you know, in appearance, in characteristics, in modesty, in humility, you know, each and every single trait of hers was brilliant, it was perfect, Madhi viewers of Madhini Channel. You know, she was praised, she was known amongst the people to be a extremely pious individual, an extremely pious young girl. Now, being, you know, having such attributes, undoubtedly there would be many people asking for her hand in marriage. So, likewise, the king, he asked for her hand in marriage for his own son. And Sayyidina Sheikh Girmani, rahmallahu ta'ala alayhi, Shah Girmani, rahmallahu ta'ala alayhi, he replied, okay, give me 3 days and I will think about it. So he didn't immediately reject him, but he asked him for time. He asked him for, you know, not very long, a 3 days period. And then he began to search for somebody he thought would be good for his own daughter. So this is one message we can take, my dear viewers. Let's inshallah continue listening and then we will. He went out in search. But where did he go out in search? He went to the masajid. He went to one masjid, went to another masjid, another masjid, another masjid, looking for a honorable, a pious, a practicing man in order to give his daughter's hand in marriage to him. And it said that he came across a young man, and this young man was performing his salah, he was performing his prayer, and he was performing it with humility, and he was also performing dua. And the way he was doing this, this attracted him. So he approached him and he asked him, he says, are you married? The person says, no. He says, would you like to be married? He says, yes, of course I would like to be married, but which person would give his daughter in marriage to me? Look at the state of me, I am poor. I have nothing. Like, you know, you have nothing to your name. This is exactly how he was. He has nothing to his name. He says, I am poor, I have nothing. He replies, I will give my daughter in marriage to you. He replies, I will give my daughter in marriage to you. That person, he's amazed. He's shocked. You will give your daughter's hand in marriage to me? He replies, yes, I will. And then my dear viewers of Madani Channel, he said that when he, subsequent to his marriage, and he met the daughter once came into the room and she saw a piece of bread on top of water, on top of a water vessel. There was a piece of bread there. And this woman, she came in and she asked, what is this? He says, it is a stale piece of bread which I've kept since yesterday for my iftari in order to break my fast. I thought, I'll break my fast with simply bread and water. That's all I have. And she says, I must leave from here. What does he reply? He says, I knew a daughter of such a prestigious, such a great individual who is from a wealthy background. I knew a daughter, such a daughter, would not be able to live with me, with a poor person like me. And she replies, no. She says, no, it's not because you are poor. Allahu Akbar, imagine this. She says, no, it is not because you are poor, but rather the reason I wish to leave is because you do not possess enough trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You do not trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much so that you have to keep a meal ready for the next day. I thought you were pious. I thought you had trust in Allah. But you do not need that. Give it to the poor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall give you food again. Allahu Akbar. She says to him, either this bread will stay in the house or I will stay in the house. Allahu Akbar. And then he gives his bread as sadaqah. And he is thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting him such a pious wife. Now this is, for us, my dear viewers on the channel, this is something which is, over the top. Whenever we go shopping, we will go shopping once a week. And we'll go shopping to buy everything we need, all the ingredients, for the entire week. This was in reference to one meal. Right now you have food. Eat the food. Whatever's left, give it to the poor. Do not wait for the evening. Do not wait for the afternoon. We have three meals a day, my dear viewers of the Nishan. This was his daughter. This was one daughter, my dear viewers. And I was speaking a little earlier, subhanAllah, in relation to the importance of caring for daughters, the importance of respecting and honoring daughters. Remember, before Islam, daughters were even given as to the warasa, as inheritance. People would give their women, people would give their wives to their own children, mazallah. The children would sell off their own mothers. They would sell off their own mothers. They would give their wife as a gift to anybody they wished. They were just considered a piece of property, my dear viewers. And sometimes when a man died, then the woman had to be buried, his wife had to be buried alive along with him. Or when a man died, the woman was burnt. MashaAllah, these are the sort of things which would happen to women. But alhamdulillah, Islam brought respect and honor to women. So now, my dear viewers, it comes to the question, when a child is born, when you have a baby girl who is born, my dear viewers, is this a sign of bad luck? No. Do not let these things even come to your mind. But rather you should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because there are many ahadith stating that that individual who looks after, cares for, does not give the boy preference over the girl, the son preference over the daughter. that person will be guaranteed Jannah. And it said that even during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one person, he came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he stays. The Hazrat Qais radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he approached Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was very, very sad. He said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, I had buried 8 daughters of mine alive. 8 daughters of mine alive, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, what can I do? What can I do?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "You know, your acceptance of Islam suffices for this. All your sins which you performed, they are automatically, immediately forgiven. But free a slave for each and every single one." He says, "I have camels along with, you know, their lords." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam states that free or give one camel as sadaqah in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for each and every single child. This was one person burying 8 girls. One person burying 8 girls. Imagine a family. Imagine a tribe. Imagine an entire country, my dear viewers of inshallah. And it wasn't just in Jazirat al-Arab that this practice used to take place of killing women, but rather it was famous even within other countries. Sadly, even in other places, other countries. But Islam has taught us to respect them. As soon as a daughter is born, there are some people who, you know, if it's, you know, alhamdulillah, in Islam we've been taught that if a daughter is born, then sacrifice an animal for the daughter. Sacrifice an animal for the daughter. And when the azan is to be recited, immediately the first job is the reciting the azan. Some people, they say, "No, for the son I will recite the azan, for the daughter I will not." Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. Really? They say, "No, for the son you recite the azan, for the daughter you do not." Astaghfirullah. These are the sort of things that people think, the things that people say. No. If it is daughter, be even more thankful. Why? Because a daughter could be your shield to the fire of hell. Allahu Akbar. Really. And it said, yes, boy or girl, it is a duty to recite the azan in the ears, my dear viewers of inshallah. Now, alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla, each and every single day, we have a reminder for the day. Let's go to today's reminder. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Dear viewers and madrasah and respected elders, as we all know, that unfortunately in this day and age, a lot of us, you know, this fitna, you could say, this fitna is affecting a lot of us, and that is drugs and alcohol. Our youth are indulged in this sin, and it is clearly stated that drugs and alcohol are haram. The problem is, dear viewers of Madhya China, respected elders, is that our mindset has become such. First of all, how do we get into this? When we look at the situation we are in, why are we in that situation? We must ask ourselves. And one of the reasons is because of company, dear viewers of Madhya China. In fact, the main reason in today's day and age in why our youth are being indulged in this fitna is affecting us and it affects others more than some, is because they surround themselves with people who are affected by drugs and alcohol. This company is poisonous, and that's why we should refrain from it. Some of you might even be listening and thinking to yourselves that I am in that situation where I am stuck. I am in that situation where I am, you know, one of those unfortunate ones who is being suffering from drugs and alcohol. I do dua, Allah make it easy for all of us. But if that's the case, look at yourself right now. That is the first stage. You have gone many stages past, and now you are sitting there thinking, you know, you're realizing that that stage was the first stage, what this person is talking about, company. Now from company to company to company, more time I have spent with them, the more time has gone by, I've started doing these things, I've started acting upon this haram. But let me tell you something, dear viewers of Madrasa and respecting elders, if you are in that situation, don't lose hope. You are still alive. Allah is still giving you a chance. Allah and His Blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will have mercy upon you. The way you are thinking now, there is no hope. I've given up. That was the first stage. Look at where I am now. You might be sitting there thinking it's too late. Don't. You can still do this. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Remember, it's not too late yet. When we pass away, when we die, and every soul shall taste death, is mentioned in the Quran. We will have to give account. We will have to take what we have done in this world with us to the Qabr. We will have to take what we have done in this world to the hereafter. We will have to stand in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and mention what we have done. But until that time comes, if we are still alive and you are watching this, dear viewers of Madhi Channel and respected elders, you still have hope. You still have a chance. You know, you need to change your mindset. You need to stop thinking that it's too late. It's not too late. It's late when it's written for you. You are not there to decide that it's too late for me. When we go and get drugs, when we go and get alcohol, when we go and we make money, when we go and do whatever it may be, when we want to go and do something, our mindset isn't, it's too late, I can't, it's too hard. Our mindset is to go and get it. Then why is it when it's something beneficial to us, when Islam is teaching us, when Islam is helping us, when it comes to refraining from haram, our mindset becomes like, it's the 21st century, or everybody's doing it, or it's too hard, or it's too late. Why has it become the opposite all of a sudden? So dear viewers of Madhi Channel and respected elders, it's not too late. If you are in this situation and you're watching this, before it's too late, change. Come to the beautiful environment of Dawud Islami, will always be there to help you. Get the Tawizat-e Atariya. You know, you can get wazifas. You know, those things which you can read to help yourself. Going into company like this, change your company, change everything. But that's only if you really want to, dear viewers of Madhi Channel. This is the mindset that Dawud Islami gives you. Don't think that it's too late. Start now, and inshallah, Azza wa Jal, it won't be. But it will be too late when we pass away, dear viewers of Madhi Channel. When we give up and we think to ourselves that it's not possible. Because the day will come when we all will have to be lowered into our dark, lonely graves. We will only take those things though that we have done in this dunya. Our good deeds and our sins. May Allah Azza wa Jalla enable us to stay with this beautiful environment of Dawat Islami under the Sayyid of Amir al-Sunnat, Dawat Barakatum al-Aliyah, and die within this beautiful environment of Dawat Islami at the blessed feet under the green dome of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Today we are, MashaAllah, the Braze Bhai has also joined. The Braze Bhai, one thing I don't understand, even in this day and age, one thing, honestly, this is one thing which is very, very difficult for me to understand, is that even in this day and age, the Braze Bhai, you know, we have the elderly women, you know, those people who are grandmothers by this time. Now, they themselves have understood that sadly their children do not do anything for them. You know, their children leave them as soon as they can. They don't help them. They're sometimes mean to them. They're disrespectful to them. But the ones looking after them are their daughters. Daughters generally are more caring. Now the ones looking after them are their daughters, the Braze Bhai. Yet whenever they speak about having children, they also wish, or may Allah grant you a boy. What's the reason for this, the Braze Bhai? You know, you're closer to that generation than I am.
Allah. Shahbaz bhai, you know, the only understanding I have of this is that there is a huge lack of ignorance in our communities at large. It's a global problem. And for those who don't have this problem, they understand the verdicts, they understand the laws of Quran Pak, and you know, the significance given in the books of Ahadith pertaining to this. Before I actually answer the question of your Shahbaz bhai, I would like to say that, you know, children, having a children, of course, is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I had to, you know, quote a verse from the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says very, very beautifully in one verse of the Holy Quran, which is Surah Al-Shu'ara, لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورَ أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ أَقِيمًا إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs the authority of the heavens and the earth. He creates whatever He likes. He bestows daughters on whomsoever He pleases, and bestows sons on whomsoever He pleases. Or He couples both the sons and the daughters, and He makes whomsoever He wishes issueless. Undoubtedly, He is all-knowing, the powerful. This is a simple translation from Kanzul Iman Sharif regarding this verse. So,
MashaAllah, sorry to quickly interject there, Tabriz bhai. For the viewers that are not aware, Alhamdulillah, Kanzul Iman has been translated into the English language also, and this is available on our website www.dawatislami.net/books. My dear viewers, please do download this translation. Sorry, Tabriz bhai, back to you.
So, if you look into the books of history and you study the biography of the, you know, the great pious predecessors, you would see that how much of importance they would give to this. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, it is mentioned about him, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, that when he would hear that one of his relatives or friends had a baby girl, he would go on to say to them, congratulations, for the prophets were mostly fathers of daughters. Allahu Akbar. How great this is, Shahbaz bhai.
Allah, you know, Allah, Allah. If you look at it,
Hazrat Sayyidina Shu'aib and Hazrat Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wasalam only had daughters. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam only had sons. And our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam had been given both sons and daughters. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing you with such a big gift. There are powerful people out there who have abundance of wealth, but they are deprived of awlad and offspring. Whilst there are weak people out there who don't have much money and wealth, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with awlad and children. So why aren't we going out to acquire knowledge and ilm, to seek the benefits of having this gift? How do you treasure this gift which Allah has given you? So I would say this, if a person has a daughter, of course he should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in this day and time, as we live in the 21st century, ignorance have you know, flooded in our communities to this extent that this was not only the trait of the time of the ignorance where people would bury their daughters alive. Even today in South Africa, every month, Shahbaz bhai, there are about 8 to 10 infant children found in the bins, found on the streets. They are dumped in the dump sites as they are born children. This is the truth. If you read the newspaper, go on, you know, international news and see in different parts of the world, this is a very big problem, either because they can't take care of the children or it's a daughter. And because it's a daughter, a girl, they'll go and dump her in the bin. And they have been found alive,
This is recent in South Africa.
But this is recent news. I'm telling you, like, about maybe a month back. And almost every month, time to time, we receive this type of news in South Africa that people actually go to the extent of dumping their children in the dump sites.
One thing which comes to mind, there was even during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was an individual, the father was Sa'id ibn Zayd, Zayd ibn Amr ibn Nufail. Now Zayd ibn Amr ibn Nufail, that whenever they heard that a daughter was to be born, they would try, it's also mentioned by another companion, they would try to go and take that daughter from their family if the daughter was to be buried alive. If they thought the daughter was to be buried alive, they would go and they would take that daughter. And it said that, you know, there was another individual who took 360 of them. Imagine bringing up 360 baby girls. Subhanallah, that's beautiful. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the
night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine
by the grace of Allah.